begin the current daf mesech the subject is our daf membeis. Begin the membeis. Given says matter begins the gemara v'ha'ash yifui and tikav it's kacham keemes v'chulu. And you have these shavings that the primary witnesses are still around. And still, he said that letzarka is forbidden, but the shipuin are permitted. So Tosfos Tamei, it's a wonder because my kaparach. What's the question? The mishani hasim. Maybe there's different. The shiva v'kachavim because the non-Jew did the shavings. Lachi shari, they're permitted. Af pekav it's kacham keemes, even though the primary witnesses are still around. Aloha, but the Shibi Yisrael, we're talking about the Jew does the shavings and the Shtabi Melor breaks on his own. Emel Chadasur, and they would say that's forbidden. Hechadik Abbas Kacham Kayem is where the main Abbas are still around. So what's the question? The Shemit has Zivik says the Hachipach. Actually, a question like this. For Shipuin, regarding the shavings, the Abbas Kacham Kayem is when the prime Abbas are still around. But Tony, we learned that Beshiva, Ivikacham, the Matar, when the non Jew shaves it, it's permitted. But Fulah Shibi Yisrael, Nami Habashar, and the truth is, even when the Jew does it, it would have been permitted, Lav Gezer, Dirdav, if not for the Gezer of Rabbah, and Mishani, like Mishani Rib Shim Lakish Gubale like he himself answered previously, and the question differs from the Yisrael, because really would have the same halacha too. Next test matter begin the Gemara Bektani, we learned Yatis Bekana, should knock it down with a stick. So Amos, so you see, the Avodas Kacham Shneshtabe Me'aleha, that when it breaks on its own, it's permitted. The Hekdar Shana Taimo, and the reason for Hekdar is the Ein Moilim in the Torah. That is no biblical me'ilah. The Mukla B'samach, the Gemara says shortly, but Gedulam Boron La'achu B'kam, and talking about the growth that happened after his Makdashah. And because of it, Ein Me'ilah B'Gedulam, and then he holds there's no me'ilah by subsequent growth. Now, Pesach Kohen Drashi explains, V'lo Yala Al Asher B'Yitlenu, and why you're not going to go up on the tree and take it? Then, if that's the case, Nimtzah Mishtamash B'Asher, comes out that you benefited from utilizing the tree. And there it seemed to Davka Nokat Yotzes B'Kana, that specifically said to knock it down with a reed, with a rod, Shafel Yachalit Lebiyad Baloy. So Tais says, no, not like Rashi, that even if you could take my hand without going on the tree, us is still forbidden, Kadesh Yemru, that just simply as people shouldn't say, that now he's breaking off from the tree, and that it's Asabana, like we see later on in the Testament base. So it's a Pasha Shalo Yemru, according to Tais. He says, my yat is, what does it mean to knock off? It means lafreichim, it means actually the chicks. Pesha Kohen Rashi explains, the Mukila, he's explaining, if a Shiva Mimena eats him, that that you did break from it the wood, but still that's not what you're having. You're not using that; using the chicks. The Yafa Pirish, and he explains very well. If Hishitas Hasefer Shabakan, according to the Gisra we have in our Gemara over here, the Koy Lishnuye is coming to answer the Letel of Mene that you should learn now from it. Heta Abetz Kachavim that you could utilize this, you know, the broken pieces of the Vaidazar. But me, however, Bebeila, Masad Meila Perik Vlad Chatas Nav Yudal Manav Garis. The Gemara there, the Gisra is Bedir Bevo Loilam. The icy eats in Alma. That actually the wood is from elsewhere. The kinsabem and made the nest from them. But my yat is, it wasn't meant to knock down be'afroichim, to use the chicks. V'chalakhen mutter, and therefore the whole nest is permitted. And Gama eats most of the wood, because it's from somewhere else. Abolash me'inu, what's coming to tell us, is that he was going to take the chicks, le'yitlim b'yadai, you shouldn't take it by hand, shle'yala, that it shouldn't go up in the tree, or yismachal iland, or to lean on the tree, be'en, and is going to benefit from it. Bikamem, you could say, like Hashemidla Pesach Gunches, the Hacha. It's not difficult what Rashi says over here. The Asikalish Nachrinas, because that's actually going like the other Lishna over there, which doesn't agree to that interpretation that the wood is from the actual Abed Nizar tree itself. Next test, Mat to begin the words, Zigmar, Abed Beitzim, Kam, Kan, Asa. And the eggs, of both cases, are by Hektish and by Abed Nizara, are both going to be Aser. The reason is Pirish, Mishim, the Tzvichel Ilan, because the egg needs the tree. And because of the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan decreed on the eggs, like the same halacha of the tree itself, because it needs it. Kipesh HaKohen is the way Rashi says, or Yinam Yishlam, another person could say, the Gazab Rabbanan, the Rabbis made a decree, the Chashim concerned Shemayala ala Ilan. If it's eggs, you might go up on the tree, the Chai Salai or Penyipli is afraid the eggs might crack, versus birds could fly off. So there, we said the eggs are going to be forbidden, because you now have benefit from the tree. Next test, Matab, begin the words of the Mishnah, if someone finds dress of a limb, through is darkened, and on that has the form of a dragon. But then the same thing is that Philip is dark and levad dust, or not just on vessels. It's just the form of a dragon itself is forbidden. We're picking on vessels as a chiddush. That even though it's on a bowl, or whatever it is, they're still going to worship it. And it says, Matabik, in the words of the Mishnah. So what you do is you throw to the Dead Sea. And that's what you do for all these different forms, these figures that you see. Now, Pesach Kohen Drashi explains that this Mishnah must be going like Drabban. Adam that they said on Daf Mem Amabeis, Kol Shad Slam Matam, all other figures are permitted. And we're saying, but over here, these figures are going to be Aser, they're exceptions to that rule. Now, the Fi Perusha, actually, according to Rashi's interpretation, Loi Daki wasn't so precise. The Oki Reb Meir, even meaning Rashi Leshitasa, he explains according to Reb Meir the Asadavka Bandarti, that when the Gemara's previous qualification was going to Reb Meir, that he actually says Stam Tzelem is only Aser by the image of the king. Abshatzlam Mutam, but actually all other figures are permitted. If that's the case, I feel like Reb Meir says Amish is even like Reb Meir, that you're right, all of the tzuras are permitted, except for the king and for these different forms. And that's actually how the Rashbam explains. Now, Pesha Ben Tam, according to Ben Tam, Doke Andarti, Ashad Yusud Rabban, according to Ben Tam, that actually explains Andarti as a qualification, actually only on what the Rabban permits. Avashat Slam, Kuliyam Asir, but actually all other images, everyone holds it's actually going to be forbidden. So, Achlim, what you have to say is, the Shad Slam, Shin Asurim, you're right. Although all other figures are forbidden, that's only Mishin Malakil, that's only in the non vessels. But in vessels, Kulanoi Abdiluhu, they make them all for beauty. Except for these, which they are going to be forbidden in our vessels. That's why the Gemara asked shortly parts of Adam, mi aser, the figure of a person is there forbidden. In other words, ala kelim mi aser. You think on vessels are forbidden? Because the image of a person himself, that everyone agrees that image is forbidden. And therefore, it was specifically on vessels. He says, Mazda begin the word of Chomid de Masniyasa, he collected the Chomid de Masniyasa, Pesh Rashbam. Rashbam explains, Kloli de Braisa. I mean, the general rules of the Brice is that we commend chaymer. It's like a chaymer, meaning from the word of shakayshir that he ties, and that he includes everything in one general rule. And that's better than the way Rashi explains, which Rashi in Sefer Tzichlun explains. A chumri masiyasa is like the chaymer, is this, in other words, there's two different ways to explain that Rashi explains it from the word of chamer. Of the severe teachings, conscious Rashbam, we're saying from Lashon of Kesher, of tying them together.